You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jennifer here in the studio. I am joined by Sir Sean Allen.
What's up?
Fortunately, Queen can't be with us. She's out there getting her coin. But Rex is here, chilling, watching us, our studio audience, my dog. All right. Unfortunately, our guest couldn't be with us today. Shout out to Lil Will, making big moves. He has a new song out with Jaquan called Too Much Money. Dope song.
Don't
do it.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like Swiss Beats. It's very jumpy and bouncy. So that was dope. And Jaquan, I haven't heard from him in a long time, so that was something.
Yeah,
that was an experience.
That's good. Just Swiss Beats. I was thinking more. What is it? $20 in my pocket. Not that. Not
Macklemore.
Not Macklemore.
Ryan Lewis?
Anybody got $20? Give me $20. What was he used to do from Harlem? Oh, my God. It'll come to me. I'll just scream it out later in the show. All right. Let's talk about some of the stuff that's been going on this week, because music been all over the place this week. Lots of situations. So, Tyrese's new album.
Dope.
Dope album.
Number one. His first number one album. Tyrese got like 8 studio albums or 7 studio albums, and this is his first album that went number one, and one of our friends wrote 7 songs on the album, so it's pretty special to us here at The Beat, so it's pretty dope. The album is really good. It's solid. Something different about it to me, Tyrese did this at the beginning of his career, kind of stayed, he had a pop element, then he kind of lost it and was like strictly R&B, and I feel like he's riding that line of like radio friendly and like authentic, real R&B, staying true to what R&B is. So I think that's pretty dope. And I don't know why this is his first number one album. He's always put out good content.
So I mean, I think it's more just the state of R&B right now.
And I think that probably Tyrese too is probably with the Transformers. He's part of the biggest franchises in Hollywood history, Fast and Furious, and what is the other one called? Transformers. So I think people are familiar with him, and he's been visual. So I think that probably helped too as well. But Davion is dope. So I think that probably brought an element to it as well.
Davion Ferris, shout out to him. We're part of the Penn Souls. Also, we played Sia Moon. She's also the other half of the Penn Souls, so make sure you guys check that out. So Tyrese did some promoting for his album, but instead of, like, you know, he's always on the blogs and whatnot,
right,
he decided to go down with the people. So he was singing his song, Shame, on a train, on a subway. We got a picture. Is this a picture or a video? Picture of him, you know, running around. This guy walked up to him, gave him daps, like, you know, keep pushing the movement, just trying to sell it. And now, the thing is I loved this, Tyrese. The cussing, though, in that subway might have scared some people. There might have been some moments where I would have been looking like, wait, what's going on? Are they going to attack each other? But it was just a lot of love, a lot of excitement. And I just, you know, I love Tyrese's passion. Yeah. And I think that is what really helped get this album out there. And I think it's great for R&B music. And I think it's also interesting, and I could just be looking too deep into this, for him to go onto the train. Also, we're going to talk about Brandy in a second. But there's so much talent that we walk past every day.
Right.
We're going to get this kid in here. I was walking downtown. I mean, and the first time I had heard him, I walked right past him. I had noticed it, and I was like, oh, all right, cool. And then someone had posted something on my Facebook, and it was the same kid, and I was just like blown away. And I was, I need to contact this kid, so I got his information. We're going to have him come on. And I just think, and it's a lot of male R&B that are, you know, singing in the subways, but they're not on the radio. So I thought that was an interesting situation.
Right.
Now we get Brandy. Brandy was on the subway dressed up and trying to, you know, not be seen, but she wanted to be heard. So she's singing a song from The Wiz, and no one really cared. No one was paying her no mind. Everyone was kind of in their own business, and Brandy kind of felt some sort of way. She was like,
she really did.
No one paying attention to me.
But she was on the wrong train.
At the next stop is your stop.
So she's singing her song on there. So I'm wondering if she was singing this song from The Wiz, because she's in Chicago. So I thought, right. Why aren't you singing a Chicago song? But I'm wondering, she's my favorite Cinderella. But I'm wondering if she's saying this from The Wiz to kind of maybe head over
start a
to
buzz,
the
right.
start a buzz for The Wiz that's going to be on TV.
Right.
That could be interesting. I would love to see Brandy in that spot. And also, girl, like, what you said the train was downtown.
Yeah, she was, like, in the financial district on Wall Street.
No,
those people don't
that.
Know. No, but
they
if she would have got on the E train going uptown, it would have been chaotic.
Yeah, that so, any of them. A1,
that
two,
was calculated, too.
On
that was
six.
That was kind of like she got on that train for that reason.
Yeah, because she ain't trying to be up in Harlem singing, because everyone would be like, and that Brandy!
Right, right. So, but then again, she probably could have been leaving Roxy. What is it called? What is it called?
Chicago.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's in Midtown.
Yeah, that's 42nd, though.
Well,
it was a safer place for her to do that, because there was only her and the cameraman, so I feel it. All right, moving on from that. Miguel versus Frank Ocean. So, I mean, it's not really a verse. Miguel basically commented about Frank Ocean. He came out to say that they aren't exactly friends, and when it comes to art, he feels like, I believe I make better music all the way around. Twitter took to that and was like, what the hell? And they start penning them against each other. Now Miguel has come out to say, look, you know, I'm all for everyone creating their own lanes, their own sounds. You know, it was just a comment. If you don't believe you're the best, how can you ever be great?
He cleaned it up pretty nicely. He wasn't supposed to say that, because it's unethical when you speak about your peers in the workplace, but he is telling the truth. Frank, you can count the songs between your hands and toes, your fingers and toes, that Frank Ocean did. He doesn't have the catalog Miguel has. He doesn't write for other artists the way Miguel do. He doesn't produce his own music. Frank Ocean probably got like 10, 20 songs collectively, while Miguel has 3 albums of his own and worked with all these artists from Jesse Ware to Mariah Carey. So it's nothing like now Frank Ocean, a year from or 5 years from now, we'll probably, you know, we could compare the catalogs and the music. But now, Miguel, you have more music content than Frank Ocean.
I mean, yes, that I agree with that. However,
and I think that Frank Ocean, too, is kind of like a, he was probably like an Esther Dean, Carrie Hilson. These are, that's a hot writer now, so let's work with this hot writer now. But nobody's checking for Frank Ocean to write songs anymore. So I think his time is probably up. And I feel like Miguel never had that buzz as a hot writer. He just was a writer, so it just worked, you know what I'm saying? So he has a shelf life. Frank Ocean was hot. It was hot to have a Frank Ocean song a year or 2 years ago, like it was a Carrie Hilson song or an Esther Dean song. That's not the case no more.
See, I kind of feel totally different about this situation. For me, Miguel's music, he found his lane, and it's hard for me to really fully get into Miguel all the time, because to me, most of his music sounds vainly the same. With Frank Ocean, I mean, let's think about Miguel's career. When Miguel came out, everyone made fun of him, thought he was gay, didn't understand the music that was coming out. He went away for a while, came back out, and now it's like, oh, wait, he's so artistic, and
right. He's
this now. And now it's like, oh, well, we forgot about when he was wearing Razzby sunglasses.
Well, that was, he got creative control.
So with Frank Ocean, the way I look at Frank Ocean, Frank Ocean only puts out, you know, one album and collectively becomes Frank Ocean. There's all these rumors. We don't know. He's this there's something mysterious about Frank Ocean, which brings me back to the 90s celebrity, where we had these big celebrities and there was this mysterious aura about them. We don't really know what's going on with Frank Ocean. He get his money. He is tied into the whole Beyonce, Jay-Z clan. And I personally feel his next project is something, he's almost like a cherished thing. It's like when he comes back out, it's people will be, I think people will be checking for Frank Ocean, because I don't think he's stupid. I think it's going to be marketed in the same way. I also think that gay buzz from Frank Ocean kind of confused the situation, and so I think they kind of are letting it ease out with everything going on right now, so it, maybe it's a little more accepted. I mean, I don't really know how they're going to market him, but I don't, I mean, for this situation, you're comparing apples to oranges, literally. I wouldn't even consider them the same type of performer, what
yeah,
they deliver.
Not the same. They're not the same artist at all. Miguel is more of like an acoustic, edgy performer than Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean is like Keith Sweat. The modern day, he can't really sing, but he could sing. Just Miguel's a better vocalist, so, right?
Yeah, I will give Miguel that.
Yeah, then Miguel plays instruments.
But to say better music all the way around was confusing for me, Miguel, because your music kind of sounds
but
one
Miguel
way.
Has that one song, though, that is not going nowhere, Adorn.
Yeah, no. That's
and Frank Ocean doesn't have that.
No.
So, I you know, that's... That's
yeah, because I mean, I'm kind of a tornado came around over it. All right. Something that happened this week before we get into the growing up hip hop situation. Actually, no, let's talk about that. Growing Up Hip Hop is a new reality TV show put out by Romeo Miller and Angela Simmons. It's basically going to be a reality show of these kids who have huge celebrity parents who are, you know, legendary in the hip-hop game, and just kind of see what's going on with them. I'm excited to see this because, I mean, these are big heavy hitters. Romeo Miller, Angela Simmons, Damian Boogie Dash, Christina DeBarge, Egypt Chris, TJ Mizzle. So Egypt Chris is Peppa and Tretch's daughter. TJ Mizzle is Jam Master Jay's son. Christina DeBarge is, what's his name?
El DeBarge's
hello, daughter. Damian Boogie Dash is Damon Dash's son, and obviously Romeo and Angela, we know them. I'm interested for this because we hear all these rumors. I always be looking like, what happened to Romeo? Right. Like, he, you know, obviously he went into college and all that, but it's like, he's a good-looking guy. He has some sort
movies.
Of talent. He's an actor, you know what I mean? Like, he's a... There's a triple threat kind of situation going on here, and we don't even see anything from him. So it'll be interesting to kind of go into the life and style of Romeo to see what's going on with Angela Simmons. I mean, I think this is going to be, I think this will help her as far as role model status.
Right.
I think a lot of girls are going to look up to her after seeing the type of work that this girl puts in.
She's a hard worker. She's everywhere. She do everything.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to hear the Dash family, what's going on with that whole situation. And then I just love Christina. She's a friend over here at The Beat. So it should be an interesting show. Have you heard anything about it? Does it look like something that might be up? Last one, more than one season?
I am interested in seeing the relationship between... I'm sure the Simmons, the kids are going to be on there, but I'm interested to see the relationship between... T Mizzle, what's his
yep.
name? And Angela Simmons, because, you know, Run DMC, that whole connection. So I'm interested in seeing that.
How close the families actually are.
Right. And I'm kind of interested in seeing the Tretch and Peppa Egypt, too, just because I kind of feel like everybody was into Salt and Peppa and Run DMC. So, those are legends, you know what I'm saying? They changed the game. So I would like to see their offspring. I think Master P. I don't know. I don't care too much about Romeo. I think because we saw Romeo, we know Romeo already, kind of.
Well, Master P's about to get his own show on the Reels Network.
Oh, wow.
At the same time this is going to launch. So that should be really interesting for this family to see what can come out of it once they get that TV
presence.
Coin. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So last topic before we get into some videos. Tidal. We got to talk about them every freaking week. So Lil Wayne... A few new albums came out. Obviously, Tyrese, Future's Dirty Sprite 2 came out. Did you get to listen to that? I didn't
Dirty
get a
Sprite?
Chance. Yeah.
Nah.
Future? I didn't get a chance to listen. I'll listen to it tonight. And then Lil Wayne's Free Weezy album, which I've been so over Wayne for like the past 2 years, I would say, me personally. But I fucks with the album.
I'm not into it.
No? I'm not in love with it, but I'm not mad at it. So, basically, it's streamed on Tidal. There was a conversation, basically, that Lil Wayne made a deal with Jay-Z that they could stream the album as for Lil Wayne to get a percentage of Tidal. Well, Cash Money is suing Jay-Z, well, Tidal, for $50 million. And the quotes are really funny. Since Jay-Z is a failure at music streaming and using Lil Wayne to save Tidal, desperate and illegal attempt to save a struggling streaming service. Them and some fighting words right there. Jay-Z and the team are coming out and saying Lil Wayne gave us permission, and Cash Money's like, well, that's fine that he gave you permission, but the contract?
And we own...
Lil Wayne don't have that right
to do it. Yeah, Birdman owns that music. I think Birdman owns more of Lil Wayne's music than Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Publishing. So every song that Lil Wayne writes, Birdman has like a 20-year... publishing.
Yep.
So Lil Wayne can't do anything. The best bet for Lil Wayne is to pay by himself out of his own contract or not make music at all.
Or just make mixtapes.
Or just make mixtapes. Yeah.
Go back to where you started
and
for the next 5 years just do mixtapes and get your money from shows.
Yeah, because that's crazy. I think that...
Because I wonder if he has a contract with them as far as like how many albums he has to produce.
I'm sure. Well, they said that that was like some death row
stuff. Was this supposed
to
be the last one?
Like, I don't know, but they said that the contract was so, with Cash Money was so like rigorous for all the artists.
Which, pause, side note, the NWA preview that is going out, like, every time it comes on TV, you know, like on Hulu and stuff, I just be like hating when a commercial comes on. But that NWA one, every time fills my soul, I get so hype. I'm like,
set your soul on fire.
Dude, I really think this movie is about to change hip hop. I really think it's going to change hip-hop because it's so funny, but we're going back to an age. Think of everything that's going on in the news right now. We're going back to a time when crazy shit was going on in the news and people had to turn to hip-hop, turn to music. Let's not just say hip-hop, but turn to music. And to get this sound, NWA sound, out here now in 2015, when that... Ooh, when that trailer comes on, every time the song comes on, I'll be like, what?
That's going to be dope.
I'm really excited for it.
Hopefully they do something for West Coast music because they definitely, we need to be taking advantage of that, what's about to happen, because that's going to be a big thing, like you said, when it happens. And the good thing about that NWA movie, it's going to have Dr. Dre, like that pop audience, that people who don't even fuck with that type of music is going to go see it just off the strength of Ice Cube and Dre, because those are now household names. So that's dope, and that's going to be very inspirational, because we know Dre and Ice Cube, you know, not personally, but we know them over the years, and we saw what they transitioned to, and we know where they came from.
Right.
So I think that's going to be a big, big, you know, thing or whatever. But
I think, honestly, someone said this is going to be one of the biggest grossing movies of...
15?
Well, it wasn't 2015. They gave it a span. And after watching the trailer and, like, really, like, a few times and, like, really getting that feeling inside of me, I don't know. I kind of think I might agree with this. I think this movie is going to be very interesting to watch the numbers. All right, let's get into some new music, though. Our dear friend, Miss Jordan Sparks, surprised us with a video. Right here, right now. That's the name of the song. Let's take a look. The beat is everything.
She comes with a Britney a little bit.
For who?
Britney.
Yeah. She's showing her leg.
Yeah.
She got her nose ring like she said she wanted.
She looks good.
She got her little queen of the desert going on. Jordan Sparks right here, right now. I love it. What did you think?
I thought it was dope. I like seeing her. as a woman, you know, we had her on the show or whatever.
But like not the jeans and like a tank top.
It's a sexy woman. And I feel comfortable. Well, I felt that when she was here, but I felt comfortable saying she's sexy as fuck. She looks good. She is just, she's a natural beauty. She's talented. And I like seeing her. And I like the world seeing her as a sexy woman. So I think this is very dope.
I love that she's doing this because I feel like it's funny. I'll get into conversation whenever Jordan Sparks' name comes up. People associate her with the tight little curls. Yeah. Like, oh, she's, you know, a little thicker and chubbier. Like, did you just watch this? Right. That was a woman right there. Okay. And chubby, we call that curves in all the right places because her legs, I mean, her she was snatched. And just the whole, the beat, the ethnicity. It's sexy. It's a kind of given like the Middle Eastern kind of vibe. I'm loving it. All right, so I was going to play Tamar Braxton's If I Don't Have You, but that began. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I saw it.
I'm just looking at NeNe. Like, they could have done with. The video was cute, but the beginning part, just I didn't understand it. I was like, what kind of brothel situation is this?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I didn't understand it, so I'm not playing that. Instead,
she needs a new. Tamar needs a new creative director. Like, she needs a new creative director. Long time that she came through. Correctly visually was All the Way Home. That's her only good video. Every time I see her, it's something off about her. So you need to apply for that job as her creative director because she just can't get her look right to me.
I really didn't mind this. I actually thought she looked amazing
not
in
with
this
that
video.
Hair like that with that thing that was
okay
not...
it was a little much but I thought she looked amazing in the video. I just did not like the beginning was just like, why, what are you trying to do here?
Right, she tried to do a
it was like madam
I'm
this
about to talk
madam
shit.
This.
She tried to do like a low budget Taylor Swift Babbo had a little cameos in the video, but shit, it was like the ghetto version. She had Khadijah Malika? Yeah. Like for what? Why did you have them in the video, NeNe?
But like, make it a part of a story. Yeah. Like it was just like, here's
the
beginning.
Didn't even go with
the
song either. You know, like, what is she talking about?
But love you, Tamar.
She could sing her ass.
But sorry, we were gonna play that video, but then Ciara dropped her video yesterday for my favorite song off the album. Dance Like We're Making Love, and I'm not even going to talk about it till after. Please just play the video.
If you're down, just maybe, we'll dance like we're making babies as soon as our song comes on.
In the marketing for this week, she's marketing herself like a 90s artist.
That's
love
what
it.
You're supposed they're getting it right.
So if you're ready, I'm ready to get it.
I think this is a Max Martin song, too.
I see a little faded. You want to get crazy?
And it kind of, there's parts that give me a little bit of, what was the first single off the first, the last album? Were they at the house party?
Oh, body party.
Body party.
The product placement was not too much, it was perfect.
It all made sense.
With the Piper, like,
Ciara, Dance Like We're Making Love, just from the beginning of the video, I didn't know where we were going to go with it. It was just, she's in a pool dripping water on her body.
She looks good.
And the best part, this is such a sexy video. And it's so genius. Because Ciara did some really interesting marketing this week. Obviously, the Kids Teen Sports Awards. She
ESPYs.
The ESPYs. So she's being seen. She's being out there. But it's the controversy about the whole sex thing. Future came out to say that she never wanted to have sex. That she wants to, you know, her and Russell are talking about they want to keep it, you know.
And that kind of, Sierra, you probably are just a tease.
So then she brings this out, it's like, oh, here's this girl that she ain't out here fucking everybody, but she look like, get that right dick, and she'll dance on your body.
Didn't she just sign, like, a deal with, like, a high-end designer? She just signed, like, a huge major deal. Whoever is on
the
team now.
Yeah, I can't think of who that was.
I feel like she got a whole new team from the first single until like these past few months because she's been very visual, she's been very vocal, she's been very personable in the media. So you're on the right track. I wish you would have done this 2-3 albums ago because your albums were not horrible. Just the product behind it wasn't...
Nobody was pushing the music. And like, it was the releases of the song. So this is a great song choice.
At a great time.
However, this should have been the last song. This should have been that one with her and the baby. Like, that should have been like a web
right.
situation that she released for her fans and like maybe on Tidal. Yeah, that, definitely. You know what I mean? Give that. But this should have been the second one right after your first single. And then for the third one, bitch, you need to call and make some phone calls and get Missy and Pitbull because the summer's about to be over and ain't no one going to be dancing to that in the winter.
Right, that's true. But I don't even think... I like seeing her as a figure and not just a singer. I like that. And I think I like that she's capitalizing off of her...
I don't want her to get a perfume, but something like... She needs a product.
I think she's like Top Shop. I think she signed a deal with like Top Shop or something.
Was it Top Shop? I thought it was something bigger than that.
Yeah, something bigger than that. But she's doing her thing, though.
I thought it was like a Rihanna almost kind of
deal. Yeah, so.
All right, so go CeCe. You know I love you. All right, this next one, it's a little older, like 2 months. But I have to do this because this is my bitch. Janine in the mixtape, we played a song maybe a few months ago called Hold Me. Well, she has a new mixtape out, which you can get on iTunes. Totally recommend it. It's like 5 songs, but every song is awesome. The song is called Lose My Mind, and it samples DMX. Let's take a look. And she has a video for every song released. They're all kind of but...
But I like that they're doing that, though. A lot of people are doing that.
Mm-hmm. With this chorus, Janine in the mixtape, Lose My Mind. What did you think of it?
I like it a lot. It reminds me of Don't Judge Me. I don't know if you know who Emma Rosum is.
Yeah.
She had a song called, it reminds me of one of her songs. It's an acapella. So it was pretty, like the background vocals. I thought that was pretty dope. And I was like, okay, I think this girl is dope. I like the name, Janine in the mixtape. The song is dope. It's hot. And it's like, it's all about riding that fine line for me. Like, it's this way or it's that way. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You get urban, R&B, soulful, but then you get like a pop, like...
Yeah, it's like, it's slow, but it keeps you there the whole throughout the whole
it's
song.
Like, it's really dope. So I like what they're doing. I like what they're doing. I appreciate their videos because of... It's not high budgeted or whatever, but I just like artists who caters to their fans. Yep. You know, that's what I'm so into. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to bring your name up, but I like that they're into their shit, and I like that.
I wish, you know, one thing we talk about, Shane Dolla Sign. I liked the fact that she released the album, and then it was like every week you would get a new video versus just putting all the videos out there, because then it kind of like... It's like watching Hulu and Netflix. It's like, okay, well, I watched it all, so now I'm never going to watch it again.
Right.
But if I have the album and then every week I get to come back, or even, you know, if it's once a month or every 2 weeks or something, you know, give me something to keep me coming back for more. Otherwise, I'm going to get it and keep it pushing. All right, so this last one, we just added this. Go ahead, talk about it. Dumb Blonde.
Hey, do we got 5 minutes? I could go on and on about this.
No, we don't.
It's Aubrey and Shannon Beck from Danny DeCane. It's dope. Like, everything about it is dope. The whole project is dope. You could hear some snippets on iTunes. It's visual. They're very visual. To me, they're going for like a whole like 80s analog angle. Like,
it gives me the ting tings.
Yeah, kind of. It's pretty dope. Then like Shannon, you just takes lead on all the songs and kind of on the song too, so it's dope. And I'm proud of them. And I feel like this is bigger than what Danny DeCane could have became again if they would have stayed together.
I disagree with that. Okay, well, yeah. The original Danny DeCane had so much potential. Oh, yeah. When they came back together, again, they still had a lot of potential. However, it just wasn't there energy-wise.
Exactly.
Now, this surprises me because I was really skeptical about hearing anything from these two. Because I was like, it's going to be the fucking Aubrey show. And that's what I thought was going to come out. So then hearing it and to hear that Shannon's vocals are being, you know, here in the forefront, it makes me happy because it makes, well, maybe Aubrey's in a different place in life. And giving Shannon that opportunity to showcase her vocals like that, it allows it not to be the Aubrey show. Yeah. It allows it to be like, okay, we know Aubrey has the bigger personality, the bigger face. Everyone recognizes her. Well, let's give that to Shannon now. So that way you have two heavy hitters in the group. Because otherwise, it becomes the Aubrey show, and then it's like, well, why is Shannon here?
Right, definitely.
And then it loses it in the music. And the song, I mean, from the one I heard, the two I heard, dope. And I see DJs taking these girls' voices,
cutting it up and doing some other shit with it. And it just seems authentic and real. And it seems like this was supposed to happen since day one, because it's just, this shit is so dope.
It kind of
does. And they compliment each other. So I think they're going to have a good year, a good fall, because the album comes out September 25th. And this is dope. So, I'm just happy for them. So let's go ahead and play the video.
Here we go.
I like that part right there.
Raining in the sky, ruler of the light, immortality, we will never die. You are, you are, you are.
Like Jessica Lange.
Yeah. I know that Caitlyn Jenner.
I am Kate.
Shannon's
beautiful. Yeah.
They compliment each other.
Now, see, I wish Dawn was involved with this. I wish that when they did revamped Danity Kane, it would have been interesting to see them go in that direction with a Dawn. Just to kind of add that urban edge to it, I would be interested to hear what it sounded like. Because it makes sense, because it's two white girls doing EDM-type music. So, of course, that's kind of going to be in right now. And they all have that...
Yeah, the airy voice.
And Silver Lake kind of voice.
But they can really sing, though.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting, too. Because on the songs, I feel like they kind of downplay their vocal ability.
Which most artists do to make a pocket.
But I like that, too. It wasn't like, no shade to Dawn or whatever, because she owed Drew money. But I feel like Dawn was trying to still do the little runs and stuff, which is cool. But it's like, girl, we know you can sing. You don't have to over-sing and overrun on every song. And I felt like on these girls, they were just like having a good time and just comforting each other.
We played that song a few weeks back with Dawn with that, like, it sounded like she was just singing over like a broken computer.
Yeah.
And that's why it's interesting. It just didn't make sense with her. But this type of a sound, I could hear Dawn's vocals kind of coming in on that. And it would have been interesting. You know, it is kind of weird how it happened.
Right.
And it does kind of seem like almost like too perfect marketing-wise for it to have happened.
Yeah.
And again, I would love to just sit down with Aubrey and just see where her head's at. That this was able to come out and happen.
And the way the rollout was just, the time, it was just perfect. Like, it wasn't no fucking pushbacks. Everything happened. Like, it's almost like...
It goes to show, it was Dawn the problem.
Yeah, because it just, the turnaround on this project was dope. It was just,
which is interesting, too, about Dawn, because this just came to me. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day who's talking and working with Dawn, and that actually her new music is going to have a whole new sound to it. So that's exciting to hear that, and it's going to be more Dawn, because she's not going to be trying to be all these things that other people are telling her to be. She's finally going to go within herself, and that always works when you're authentic to yourself.
Right.
But after watching this week's Love and Hip Hop, check out AfterBuzz TV, Love and Hip Hop After Show, and seeing Kalina kind of sit down with Deb. Did you get a chance to see that?
No.
So Kalina went in to sit with Deb. She was being managed by her boyfriend at the time. And so she wanted to leave her boyfriend or her husband. She left him to go talk to Deb.
The Suge Knight of the South.
So she goes and talks to Deb and she's like, hey, you know, my husband's not really crazy about me going with you, working with you. And she asks her, you know, well, who are you working with right now? And Deb was like, who am I working with? And Deb went totally left. And Kalina kind of had this attitude in her. They both had attitudes. I actually think the questions Kalina was asking were not relevant. Crazy questions. Oh. I know. I thought they were very relevant. If you're, I'm going to work for you. You know, if you're going to work for me, like, I need to know. Because, yeah, you may be working with Nicki Minaj. You may be working with Waka Flocka. But, like, if you take me on, are you going to put me as a priority? Or are you going to be focused on them? You could be great and amazing for them, but are you great and amazing for me? So, but her attitude when she started, you know, bumping heads came out. And I wonder if that was kind of a situation with the Dirty Money situation. And also maybe Dawn has that kind of an attitude too. I've never heard of Dawn being a bitch. I hear very nice things about her. But it's interesting just to see this group and what it's gone through and where it is. And now it's at the whitewashed dumb blondes. I mean, Danity ain't no cane no more.
I like them both, though. They're both from L.A. or Southern California. So
Shannon is?
Shannon is from, like, oh, she's from Orange County. She's from Irvine. And Aubrey is from San Francisco by way of Palm Springs. Boom. So well, I'm all for them.
There you guys have it. So that's our show for today. Make sure you guys check out Growing Up Hip Hop. Make sure you guys also go out and support Tyrese's Black Rose album. Yep. Go purchase it. iTunes right now. You guys can hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter and Instagram. Also, tweet us at The Beat TV. You guys can keep in... did I say tweet? I meant hit us up on Instagram. You guys can also hit me up anywhere at DJ Jesse J.
And I'm Sean Allen Live on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.